Welcome, everyone. I would like to call to order this regular meeting of the Amherst Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, September 12th, 2019. Ms. Jess.
Director Hoagland.
Present.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Torlakson.
Present.
Director Hudson.
Present.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Can you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, good people, good directors, do I have a motion here?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I second it. Thank you, directors.
Okay, Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia, Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by the board of director by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I'm going to give you accept the consent calendar as I please.
Thank you, Director.
I second.
Thank you, Director.
Okay, Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
We don't have any presentations this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's Report. Sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have several items tonight to share with the board. The tree care program that we've embarked on, and we're almost finished with. You like the pun?
Yes.
They completed Ambrose Center Park. And you may have noticed that the eucalyptus tree, which was in dire need of pruning, as you know, those are called widow makers mm-hmm. because they right. can be problematic. So we've taken care of that, and it was quite a feat. And they did all the trees, including, if you hadn't noticed, we had a nuisance tree in the front that was interfering not only with our building but with the flagpole.
Yeah.
And to prune it would compromise it. You'd have to prune one side, and it would make the other side, you know, lean. And put it in a precarious situation. So that was an actual add-on to the project here. But it has a very clean look. The flagpole is having some maintenance right now, but it will actually, the flag will be able to blow in the wind freely without getting interrupted with the branches. The next is Ambrose Park, and I will be bringing this item back to the board because, as you know, the board did approve funds. But because we had some items like the tree and some others that came up that we were not prepared for financially that we needed to address, I'll need to come back for the board for additional funds in the neighborhood of about $7,000 to complete the project. Mm-hmm. And at Ambrose Park, we will be doing what they consider priority one tree maintenance. There's a lot of trees out there. And it's very expensive, but I think what we should do with the, initially is to do the priority ones, which is some tree removal and some tree pruning, taking care of the crowns of some of the trees. And as you know, there are plenty of trees that need attention out there. We want to get that done before the stormy season. Last year, we did have a couple of trees fall during some heavy wind storms, so we're being proactive about that. Again, that the project, just to let you know and remind you, is going to be in the near $60,000 in total. You know, when you aggregate that each park is its own project, but it's quite expensive to take care of the trees. But once they're done, you know, we have them done for a while, so we'll set that aside as a capital item, maybe every 5 to 10 years. So, and we get that out of the way. They're doing soil testing. Excuse me. They completed soil testing at Clearland property. That's part of the due diligence. They did this many years ago. I remember seeing the report, and nothing, as I remember, stood out. So we're assuming the same thing. It'll come out as a clean report, but that will be available for the information will be available to us in 2 weeks. So we'll wait for that. The pool is now closed. They had a fantastic season. I have some numbers for you here that'll just run real quick. The pool admissions for adults was 1,368 adults came through the gates. And these are paid people that show up. These aren't the season passes. Child use, youth is 3,500. And seniors, 197. So it's a total of just over 5,000 that came to the gate without the pool passes. We sold 97 adult passes and 188 children season passes. We gave away 80 season passes and 80 free swim lessons. So we did rather well with our program. We had four rentals this year. I just have to mention, and I don't know if I have, yes I do, I have the numbers here for the snack bar that we run. And again, we have incorporated a snack shack with the new restroom facility for a reason. This helps defray some of the costs, and it is a really good service to the park users and the pool users. But we sold over $3,600 in snacks, which is shows you there's definitely a demand for that. So, and we got a Kaiser grant for the $6,000 that helped with the free passes. So, all in all, a very good year. Just as a reminder, and the board is well aware of this, is the pools never pay for themselves. Anywhere in the country, you can look and find that pools do cost money. And so the general fund is subsidizing it at approximately $60,000 a year, which is kind of in the range that we reported when we initially did this project. And we've got, this is our third year of operation, so we're looking at, you know, a sample size the next couple of years that we'll know probably what we're going to be looking at long term. Bay Point Youth Academy, my oh my. Mm-hmm. They're going to accept, now remember last year they had, I think they ended up with 18. But they're going to change their model this year because the word has gotten out, and they're going to have probably over 40 participants. They're going to do a split schedule, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7th and 8th graders and some 9th graders, with Tuesdays and Thursdays exclusively for 6th graders. They're having an acceptance letter dinner, which they always do, which is kind of a very nice event on September 27th. It'll be here. You'll be giving an invitation. It'll be between 5 and 8 p.m. Already they have 110 RSVPs for that and expect about 135 to max out. So this program has really taken off. And again, it is a Koshland-funded program that has just demonstrated to be a very important part of this community and of our youth program. So. And I'll just kind of jump out of, make a little check here that I've covered this. They're going to be hosting the Haunted Hallway again.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, that's with this so many participants, just if they participated, it'd be a successful event, right? All the 40 kids going through the program. But this will be actually on Halloween, so the event will be part of our special events program. And they're very excited about that. It's a great event for kids to participate in, plan, and actually execute. So we're excited about that. I did want to mention to you about the Boger Water Bill. I have noticed that. It's been rather expensive lately, and to compare it to past bills has been a little bit problematic because there have been times in the past where the water just simply wasn't turned on during the peak times of the season. And that's because these are remote parks and they're not automatic. They have to actually be manually put on. And so it might have been the transition from Pacific Site Management from the previous vendor. So it was hard to track how much it was actually costing to water that. The vendor knows, Pacific Site Management knows that we like to have our grass clean and green, and it's very green, but very expensive. And our bill for the summer is peaking at $1,000 a month. And that's quite a lot of money, as you know. And we have a set amount of money that we collect in these parks. And the maintenance on the park far exceeds that, so we have to dip into the general fund to subsidize the parks, and this is part of the county park. So what we're going to do is, like anything that we do in the district, we need to strike a balance of what is acceptable to the community and what is acceptable to the finances that are available to sustain our parks. So we'll be looking that. I'll be working that out with Pacific Site Management over the fall and the winter. So next year we'll be prepared and to see if it's not quite so lush, if it was backed off a little bit, that it's a very usable park, but it's, you know, we can curb the cost of the bill, the water bill. So we're looking into that, but it is a challenge. This doesn't come up at our other parks, obviously, because we have wells, and the district board has voted to put the wells in over the same period of time, which has saved us a considerable amount of money and paid for the wells themselves several times over. So it was a good strategy. I've been meeting with the Cicerco, the consultants that came and made a presentation. They have come to this building. Generally speaking, they're looking at the biggest savings that you get is solar. That's where we'll see our biggest savings. And the strategy is we have to pay for those over a 15-year period, but we're not going to be paying any more than we're already paying. At the end of the 15 years, we own the system. So our energy bills will go to next to nothing. And the life of those can be 25 to 30 years. So we've bought another 15 years. So it's a really good strategy. One, it reduces the carbon footprint, which is really an important part of government agencies to demonstrate to its community that they take climate change very seriously and that they'd like to reduce their carbon footprint. It's also, you know, energy efficient. And so they're looking into those steps. And again, this is the second phase of that. One was the board said authorized, yes, if you can do this for the amount of money that we're spending now and minimize our energy use, we're all for it. So they have to engineer and come back with a program that will demonstrate that they're capable of doing that. And they're doing this district-wide, so it's at the pool also. So more about that as we move through the project. I did have a company come by, as you may remember, getting companies out here to look at our doors. Now I'm talking about our exterior doors. These are the glass doors or the storefront doors. It's been problematic. It's just getting vendors out here is very, very difficult. We contacted one recently, and they indicated they'd be out at a certain date, never showed. Follow-up phone calls, we're chasing them, and it's very difficult to get them to commit to that. I did find another vendor that actually came out and took a look at our doors. We have seven sets of doors that need attention and desperate attention. And you know, these doors are quite costly, as anything. They're very expensive to either replace or repair. These doors are so old, it's very difficult to repair them just because they simply don't have parts. So we're looking at a rather hefty price. So we may look at and figure out a capital project for those and set aside monies and maybe do it in stages, but I'll have more information when I get the cost estimate for that. We're reissuing the RFP, request for proposal, for our auditorium doors. This will be the third time we've gone out. Mm. We're going to change our strategy a little bit. The county thinks that the project is small enough that we might be able to use contractors instead of commercial contractors, any contractor that might want to come out and do that. So we're updating the RFP and putting that out. We still have a little bit of opportunity. There's going to be a match to that, considerable match to that. I think we've got about $13,000 or $14,000 for that, and we're going to need more than that to do the doors. But, you know, we have set
the match from?
Us. We're going to be putting money in. There's a 25% match requirement, but I think that the cost of the doors is going to be more than that. So. Okay. And as you know, we're in desperate need of auditorium doors also. So more on that later also. The security cameras have been installed. Yes, it's been a long, long time coming. We've gone out for bid to a number of agencies that were very, very expensive. And we finally got them at a reasonable rate. So they are installed at the maintenance yard. Which is good. Tomorrow we'll have a meeting on how to use those. We can actually access the cameras through our phones, and we'll be working with our law enforcement agency to see how we can, you know, marry up with them to make the most of the cameras. Just the fact that there are cameras there is going to be a big deterrent anyway, and they've done an excellent job with them. I saw some of the pictures of the cameras actually working, and they do work quite well. So. They'll be installing them at the pool on, I believe, this Saturday So we should have that project done, and that'll be good to get that behind us and those functioning. We've been storing some of the stuff here just because we're, you know, afraid that, you know, we may have another break-in like we had last time. Even though we do have an alarm system there, now we want to have, you know, this backup with cameras available too. So, and we've been working with two agencies, the county and the city of Pittsburgh, about a homeless encampment adjacent to our park. It's just right there on the fence line. Some of it is actually in our park.
Is it the one in the
big
canal?
Yes, the concrete gully that they're there, and it gets very messy. So yes, they have a task force that is going to move them out, and they'll take care of that. So, and that's good. And, you know, as you're well aware, this is an ongoing problem. We move it, it comes back. We move it, it comes back. So we'll just continue to be vigilant and trying to protect the community's parks and make them, you know, safe for our park users. And that's all I have.
Wow, you've been busy. I know.
What is the extent of work you're doing with the homeless encampment? What exactly?
They're just going out and removing them from the area location. Oh, okay. And they do it the way the county does it. They have, I'm assuming, social workers or something accompanying them. They provide the information, they provide the notice, they do everything else. And then the county on their side is responsible for removing the stuff. They provide notice, we're going to be moving all the stuff, and they take it and throw it away. And then the stuff that's on our side, we take care of. So.
A couple of days ago, we kept saying the flag fall way down here. Is that because of when they were cutting down the tree, or
what
are they fixing?
There was maintenance on it. So there's a part, it's just age. There's a pulley system, that's the way you lift it, and just ages. It's plastic and it's old, and so they brought it out, took it off, measured it. I had another one. The flag, the actual rope that raises the flag was had seen its better life. There's a cable that runs in the middle of it, so it's special to the flagpole itself. Yeah, that's what it is. It's maintenance. So they'll be doing that one more time to get the new top installed, and then we'll have a flag flying once again.
Well,
yeah.
How about you, Director? Do you have anything for him?
All right. Thank you.
One more question.
Yes, please. Haunted hallway, October 31st, Thursday.
Yeah, whatever Halloween is.
Just
yep.
Right. Thank you, GM. We do not have a legal counsel report tonight, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have anything? I don't have anything. Nobody? Okay. Just doesn't seem right. All right, moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the board, by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Our first matter is consider approving the final 2018-2019 operating budget. Do I have anybody that's wishing to speak on that matter? No? Okay, bring it back to the board, sir.
Yes, as you know, we have a closeout budget, and this is just reflects the way the business is done. We have a budget for fiscal year. Bills come in after the fiscal year is over, and the new fiscal year starts July 1st. We will receive bills that we have to charge against the previous budget, and we wait for all those to come in. Then we have a final budget that's presented for the board to approve. And Jessica will go over some of the items that are highlighted on there that have any significance. And
yes,
of course, the board can ask any questions about any item that they would like.
Okay.
Thank
so,
you,
first one is property taxes. We did get 40,000 more than last year. Going down to class registrations, we have been getting a lot more, or Lori's been bringing in a lot more classes, so they've been getting really popular. But 70% of that income does go to the instructors. We do pay them with what they bring in. The gym has been getting more traffic, so we made more there. Pool did really good, but as Doug stated, it does cost $60,000 per year to operate. Let's see, the teen center contract, this is reflecting the last 6 months of the grant, which we did not receive for this new year. We did receive $2,000 in a donation to help with field trips for the teen center.
Oh, nice.
And that's it for income. Expenses, we did get fewer rentals after January. That's why it's a little lower than what we expected. Professional services, so that's for the auditor and for the IT, for any computer services we needed. That was a little more than what we expected. Conferences, there was only an awards dinner and a CPRS conference, so we didn't use as much as we thought. The election, there was no election this year, but we did have to pay fees for filing paperwork. Okay, so class instructors. We did get new instructors and growing classes, so that did go up for their pay. We didn't receive any classes this year from First Five. And for special events, we had help from grants and local partners, so we didn't really have to spend much for that. Maintenance worker. So we did have one out on leave, so that is why the maintenance worker's account is lower, but the part-time custodian account is higher. Then down to Ambrose Park. We did have many restroom maintenance calls, and we did do maintenance on the Lion's Den. So we did go a little over on that. Our trucks, so they've been needing repairs. So that went up a little bit. Boger, which we spoke on already, it was the increased irrigation. So on that page. Okay, so pool staff. It did go up. We added more swim lessons, so we did have to have more staff working. T-Center contract, so that's the final 6 months. Because that was the last of the PSSF grant, staff was very careful on spending what we're using from the reserve, and also the Coshland grant they received. So anything that was unspent will carry over. And then capital projects. So this is including lights for the center, laptop for the GM, storm drain maintenance at the center, tables and chairs, and the 5R. Grounds and trees maintenance. So anything we didn't spend there will carry over to this fiscal year. Proposition 68, we did save some money there. And for the Bobcat trailer, we were able to purchase a trailer under budget. And that is it for expenses.
Madam Chair,
yes,
first of all, I'm tickled that we had the $40,000 in extra revenue on the property taxes, but in the budget committee I brought up, and I want to make sure that we're all really clear on the fact that real estate's a bubble, and this bubble has a pinhole in it, and so we should not plan to see that kind of number going up again. That was just a gift, bless them. Registration on the classes, Doug, I cannot tell you. I mean, Lori and her team, that is just hands down the best. So the fact that we brought in the revenue that we did, it amazes me that the pool doesn't amaze me that it's as popular. It excites me that it's as popular. The people that come out there are ecstatic. Our staff is amazing at the pool. Yes, the snack bar is a thing. But again, please tell your staff they are doing, all of them are doing an amazing job.
Well, I heard that your family's responsible.
Half the money, yeah, feels
that,
like.
That's not what you heard last meeting. Do I have any other questions for Jess or comments? Or
just good job, Jessica.
Thank
and
you.
Taking the budget is very important, and you're doing great.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Dito, what Steve said.
And I echo all of that, and I really like the red marks. Makes us all understand what's going
learning
on.
Learning from Mary Jane.
I love that. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I acknowledge our budget committee, because you guys are putting in extra time for that. So thank you for doing that and keeping us abreast. I really appreciate it. And Jess, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If we don't have any other questions or comments, we can move on.
I move we approve the final 2018-2019 operating budget.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you.
All right. Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Next, consider creating an ad hoc committee to develop a policy for murals on district property and appoint two board members to serve on a committee. This was last presented at our August 8th meeting, but we wanted to defer it to this meeting so that Director Hoagland could be here, as he was the one who had had the idea. So we want to make sure you had input.
Madam Chair, thank you.
Yes.
I'm excited about the opportunity to do this. I think the thing is, we have a general manager who has worked for enough agencies to know that most agencies have policies on art in their on their properties, and us not having one, we need to set one while we have an expert like Doug to guide us. Okay. I heard what happened last month, and I'm so excited that someone from the educational field would be interested in being involved. That just puts me over the moon. If they could serve to help us, you know, that gives us I hate the word expert, but it gives us a professional in it with Doug, okay? And so there's more knowledge. I think the board members are just, we represent the public. And I think there needs to, if I were doing, I would suggest that there be two board members, two staff, and a member of the public. And Doug would appoint the two staff members, being one of them being him, I presume. And then if the man from the public could be the college professor, I would just be over the moon.
Do I have any other thoughts on this?
No, I think that's a good plan for us to come up with policy and then to continue to do art, you know, whatever form that is. Yeah, I'm excited too. So that's all I have.
I would propose that this evening we start small and just have the ad hoc committee be just board members and flesh out maybe some initial feelings on murals. And then if we decide to expand to, you know, like having that professor from LMC, that we, you know, that we do that at a later date. Does that sit well with everybody? That we start, you know,
I mean,
so
I guess I don't know why
two members tonight.
I don't know why we would wait. The thing is that each of our parks plus our property here have opportunities, and so if we establish a policy, all this is doing is a committee establishing a policy.
Right.
The, you know, we need to have Doug have input from the staff side, because he knows all the agencies and what they have done on policies. I just think that if we have someone willing to help us in the community, that we should jump any chance we get to do it. And if Doug doesn't want to have another staff person, that's fine.
Yeah. Right. I kind of agree with Steve. You know, I think if we start this, just, you know, start all together and don't just start and then call in after. When we have the policy written,
right?
Yeah, through the chair, the ad hoc committee is focused on a policy. And then the policy is a draft policy. The draft policy will come to the full board for discussion, and of course incorporate the community for input. So I think it's important to remain focused and not get too broad in what we're trying to do here. This is simply some guidelines that the board will be looking at. We'll model it after a number of communities. We'll bring probably some information in, and it'll be a hybrid of policies that currently exist and are successful in other communities, and shape it to a policy that our community can live with. So I think it's important that we start off with, number one, agreeing to formulate an ad hoc committee and naming two board members. At that point, we will come back. We'll meet with the ad hoc committee and have a policy that's a draft policy, and cast a broad enough net to bring in the arts community, other community members that have an interest in the policy itself. And this is actually, you know, kind of specific to murals because of the mural that we have out there. So we could branch off into a broader a policy about art, but they can get rather elaborate. This one is particularly important to us because we are in the process of being considered for a grant, which includes art in our parks, which in this case would be a mural here at this particular location. So I think being focused right now is kind of a tantamount to getting this policy pushed forward.
Okay, so can I, through the chair, so you are suggesting what the chair suggested, that we start with just the two board members and you to do it, and then bring it before the public at that point.
That's my recommendation.
So I would make that motion then.
Can we, rather than making that motion, can we make a motion, because it's already saying that we just make, like, I nominate Steve to be a board member, committee board member, which I'm actually doing.
Right. I mean, I think the thing is that if there's two members of the board, that the chair appoints the two board members.
Oh, I get to just appoint them?
Okay.
So
that was my, my motion is that the board appoint, the chair appoint two members of the board to be on an ad hoc committee with the general manager to develop a policy that would come back before the full board for discussion.
So I don't need to do it right tonight. Is that correct?
Would be nice to have that laid out tonight,
yeah.
Yes.
Do I have anybody that, I mean, Steve, I'm assuming you want to sit on the committee?
But I don't need to. If two other people want to, I'm great.
Okay. I mean, I would love to do it, but I don't want to take anybody else's. If somebody else has I really
go
think Steve should.
Go for it.
Yeah?
Go for it.
All right. So, Steve, you and me? Okay. So, can I have a motion that encapsulates
okay.
that?
I move we create an ad hoc committee to develop a policy for murals on district property and appoint Director Hoagland and Director Hudson to serve on the committee.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
Thank you, directors.
Okay, Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, thank you. We have no public hearing, but at this time we have adjourned to closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9(d)(1) to confirm with legal counsel regarding Mason versus ARPD, Contra Costa County Superior Court Number C19-01230. Apart from closed session, and there is no action taken at this time. Okay. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Sir?
Madam Chair,
yes.
I would like to put on the agenda the funding of the CPRS conference in March of next year so that we get in the early bird.
All right. Is anybody else interested in that?
Well, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Good. All right. Always a good
thing.
Thank you, sir. Anything else for Dr. Hoagland?
No, I promised the general manager I was going to do
this. Okay. I know that's a big ask. Director Garcia. Nothing.
I said earlier.
Okay. Director Schwarzen.
For me, I really like reading about the good news about the district that came out on Facebook. I think there were three announcements there that were really, really positive, and I think we should continue doing that. You shared with us a lot of good news today, and I think we should be sharing that with people because they don't get the reports they get from all of you, the staff, and these are good things. You know, people hear all about the bad things, but we need to show them the good things that we're doing. So I would hope that we can continue.
Yeah, I agree with Director Torrickson. There's so many wonderful things that are happening and good people that add a lot of positivity to our community and our district, and it's just nice to highlight that. And I don't have anything else either. So
okay, I move we close.
Do it.
I move we adjourn. That's the first.
Second? Awesome. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?